1-4 family residential contract, resale. Use of promulgated contract forms. Many of the complaints against license holders and subsequent investigations by the Commission could have been avoided if the license holder had thoroughly understood the rules related to contracts and promulgated forms. These rules are found in Section 5, 37.11. Chapter 5, 37, Professional Agreements and Standard Contracts. Section 5, 37.11, Use of Standard Contract Forms. Item A. When negotiating contracts binding the sale, exchange, option, lease, or rental of any interest in real property, a real estate license holder shall use only those contract forms approved for mandatory use by the Texas Real Estate Commission, the Commission, for that type of transaction with the following exceptions. 1. Transactions in which the license holder is functioning solely as a principal, not as an agent. 2. Transactions in which an agency of the United States government requires a different form to be used. 3. Transactions for which a contract form or addendum to a contract form has been prepared by a property owner or prepared by a lawyer and required by a property owner. Or 4. Transactions for which no mandatory contract form or addendum has been approved by the Commission and the license holder uses a form in the following ways. Either A, prepared by a lawyer licensed by this state, or a trade association in consultation with one or more lawyers licensed by this state, for the particular type of transactions involved that contains 1. The name of the lawyer or trade association who prepared the form. 2. The name of the broker or trade association for whom the form was prepared. 3. The type of transaction for which the lawyer or trade association has approved the use of the form. 4. Any restrictions on the use of the form. And 5. If it is an addendum that changes the rights, obligations, or remedies of a party under a contract or addendum form approved by the Commission for mandatory use, the form must also include, first, a statement about how the addendum changes the rights, obligations, or remedies of a party, with a reference to the relevant paragraph number in the mandatory use form. Second, a statement that the form is not a mandatory Texas Real Estate Commission form. And third, a statement that commission rules prohibit real estate license holders from giving legal advice. The other way a license holder can use a form is if it is B, prepared by the Texas Real Estate Broker Lawyer Committee, the committee, and approved by the commission for voluntary use by license holders. Item B, a license holder may not 1. Practice law. 2. Directly or indirectly offer, give, or attempt to give legal advice. 3. Give advice or opinions as to the legal effect of any contracts or other such instruments, which may affect the title to real estate. 4G, I have opinions concerning the status or validity of title to real estate. 5. Draft language defining or affecting the rights, obligations, or remedies of the principles of a real estate transaction, including escalation, appraisal, or other contingency clauses. 6. Add factual statements or business details to a form approved by the Commission if the Commission has approved a form or addendum for mandatory use for that purpose. 7. Attempt to prevent, or in any manner whatsoever, discourage any principal to a real estate transaction from employing a lawyer. 8. Employ or pay for the services of a lawyer, directly or indirectly, to represent a principal to a real estate transaction in which the license holder is acting as an agent. Item C. This section does not limit a license holder's fiduciary obligation to disclose to the license holder's principals all pertinent facts that are within the knowledge of the license holder, including such facts which might affect the status of or title to real estate. Item D. It is not the practice of law for a license holder to fill in the blanks in a contract form authorized for use by this section. A license holder shall only add factual statements and business details, or shall strike text as directed in writing by the principals. Item E. This section does not prevent the license holder from explaining to the principals the meaning of the alternative choices, factual statements, and business details contained in an instrument, so long as the license holder does not offer or give legal advice. Item F. When a transaction involves unusual matters that should be reviewed by a lawyer before an instrument is executed, or if the instrument must be acknowledged and filed of record, the license holder shall advise the principals that each should consult a lawyer of the principal's choice before executing the instrument. Item G. A license holder may employ and pay for the services of a lawyer to represent only the license holder in a real estate transaction. Item H. A license holder shall advise the principals that the instrument they are about to execute is binding on them. Item I. Forms approved by the Commission may be reproduced only from the following sources. 1E. Electronically reproduced from the files available on the Commission's website. 2P. Printed copies made from copies obtained from the Commission. 3L. Legible photocopies made from such copies. Or 4C. Computer-driven printers following these guidelines. Guideline A. The computer file or program containing the form text must not allow the end user direct access to the text of the form, and may only permit the user to insert language in blanks. In the forms, blanks may be scalable to accommodate the inserted language. The Commission may approve the use of a computer file or program that permits a principal of a license holder to strike through language of the form text. The program must be 1. Limited to use only by a principal of a transaction, and 2. In a format and authenticated in manner acceptable to the Commission. Guideline B. Typefaces or fonts must appear to be identical to those used by the Commission in printed copies of the particular form. Guideline C. The text and order of the text must be identical to that used by the Commission in printed copies of the particular form. Guideline D. The name and address of the person or firm responsible for developing the software program must be legibly printed below the border at the bottom of each page in no less than 6-point type and in no larger than 10-point type. Item J. Forms approved or promulgated by the Commission must be reproduced on the same size of paper used by the Commission with the following changes or additions only. 1. The business name or logo of a broker, organization, or printer may appear at the top of a form outside the border. Or 2. The broker's name may be inserted in any blank provided for that purpose. And finally, item K. Standard contract forms adopted by the Commission are published by and available from the Commission at P.O. Box 12188, Austin, Texas 78711-2188, or the TREC website. TREC Promulgate D. Forms and Leases. Failure to use TREC promulgated forms, a form written by an attorney, or a form required by a party, can result in a license revocation or suspension by TREC license holders, may not draw deeds, notes, deeds of trust, wills, or other written instruments that transfer or affect the title to or an interest in land. Likewise, license holders could have their licenses suspended or revoked if they are found to have advised or counseled a person about the validity or legal sufficiency of an instrument or the validity of title to real estate. TREC has promulgated sales contract forms for most residential properties, including 1-4 family residential contract, resale, new home contract, incomplete construction, new home contract, completed construction, unimproved property contract, residential condominium contract, resale, and the farm and ranch contract. TREC does not promulgate contract forms for the sale of cooperatives or any forms for commercial transactions. TREC has only 2 promulgated lease forms. 1. Buyer's temporary residential lease, for use when the buyer occupies the property for no more than 90 days prior to closing. And 2. Seller's temporary residential lease, for use when the seller occupies the property for no more than 90 days after closing. When leasing residential properties, license holders who are realtors generally use forms available from the Texas Realtors. those who are not realtors must use forms from other sources. Some residential leases contain a right of first refusal, giving the tenant the right to purchase the leased property by matching or bettering any offer before the property is sold to someone else. Another possibility is a lease with an option to purchase. Commonly known as a lease purchase agreement, it gives the tenant occupancy in the present time and the right to purchase at a future date. In an option to purchase, the price is set when the lease agreement is negotiated, which is advantageous to the tenant buyer. TREC does not have promulgated forms for right of first refusals or leases with an option to purchase. TREC specifically prohibits license holders in Texas from writing any lease with an option to purchase or a right of first refusal. If a license holder has a client interested in this type of transaction, the assistance of an attorney is required. Additionally, TREC has promulgated contract addenda and other forms. Third-party financing addendum. Addendum for sale of other property by buyer. Addendum for backup contract. Addendum for release of liability on assumed loan and/or restoration of seller's VA entitlement. Seller financing addendum. Environmental assessment, threatened or endangered species, and wetlands addendum. Addendum for coastal area property. Addendum for property located seaward of the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway. Addendum for property subject to mandatory membership in an owner's association. Amendment to contract. Loan assumption addendum. Addendum for reservation of oil, gas, and other minerals. Short sale addendum. Addendum for seller's disclosure of information on lead-based paint and lead-based paint hazards as required by federal law. Non-realty items addendum. Notice to prospective buyer. Addendum concerning right to terminate due to lender's appraisal. Addendum for authorizing hydrostatic testing. Addendum for property in a propane gas system service area. Property inspection report. Seller's disclosure notice. Texas real estate consumer notice concerning hazards or deficiencies. Information about brokerage services. Disclosure of relationship with residential service company. Condominium resale certificate. Subdivision information, including resale certificate for property subject to membership in a property owner's association. Notice of buyer's termination of contract. Notice of seller's termination of contract. Addendum regarding fixture leases. Addendum regarding residential leases. Addendum containing notice of obligation to pay improvement district. Landlord's floodplain and flood notice, and the notice to prospective buyer.